This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. The commercial auto industry has taken a big hit lately. It lost more than $700 million last year on claims involving trucks and other commercial vehicles. Those losses are translating to higher premiums for businesses, and businesses would like to do something about that. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
After the 2008 economic crash and for years afterwards, Americans drove less. Hillary Rowan of law firm Sedgwick specializes in insurance. She says with the economy booming again, driving is up, and truckers and van drivers log more hours than most.
In the last few years, mileage has increased to record heights. The more miles cars travel, the more accidents they have, all other things being equal.
But she says they're not equal. Distracted driving, thanks to cell phone fiddling at the wheel, plays a big part in accidents today. Road deaths and injuries shot up in 2016. Trucking firms have been targeted in lawsuits, and commercial insurers have been flooded with claims.
Insurers are paying out 108 cents for every dollar of premium they take in.
As a result, they're raising premiums or dropping coverage altogether. Chad McGee is a claims advocate at risk management company Pritchard & Jordan. He says to keep their premiums down, more trucking firms are turning to technology to monitor driver behavior, cameras that are triggered by things like speeding or braking sharply.
Once, where it was just large trucking companies that were using these technologies to try to curb accidents, it's now moving down to small and middle market businesses as well.
But drivers themselves don't always welcome the move.
They feel like Big Brother's watching, their employer doesn't trust them, this is invasive.
Still, he says, when technology proves they're not at fault in an accident, they're converted. Veteran trucker Monty Wiederhold is still keeping his distance from these systems.
I've been on the road almost 40 years myself, and I drive, you know, on a fairly regular basis.
He owns a small fleet in Ohio. He and his drivers haul steel. He's had to switch insurers recently, and yes, his rate has gone up a little. He says experienced drivers help keep accidents and premiums down. His insurance firm has always insisted on at least 2 years' experience.
Everybody that I've ever hired has probably had a minimum of 5 or 6 years' experience. You know, they've already been through a lot of the situations on the road.
Attorney Hillary Rowan agrees good training and experience help, but she says the biggest driver of rising insurance rates is the sheer number of hours truckers and everyone else are spending on the road. And that, she says,
will be baked in until we have the next recession.
I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.